Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's get an update overseas now on Russia, and it's expected today to annex more parts of Ukraine. Inez de la Cotera is following this. What is the latest?
Hey, good morning, Brian and Susan. Yeah, so Russian President Vladimir Putin was expected to hold a big ceremony today, formally annexing four different partially occupied regions of Ukraine. We're talking about regions in the south and east. These are regions where a so-called referendum was recently held. The West dismissed that procedure as a sham. There were a number of allegations of voter intimidation that surfaced, but Russia released those results and said a vast majority of voters in those regions, according to Russia, favor joining Russia. And so today, Russian President Vladimir Putin is holding a big ceremony, formally signing the paperwork, you know, declaring these regions parts of Russia. It's significant because it essentially is going to mark a big turning point in the war in Ukraine. It's going to, the thinking is that Putin will now use this annexation as a reason to, so one, he's not going to be willing to negotiate anything that doesn't include these regions as part of Russia. And then the other concern is that he will now use any kind of, violence, any attempt by the Ukrainians to recapture part of these provinces, he's going to claim that's an attack on Russian sovereignty and Russian territorial integrity. And the big concern is that just last week he said that any attack on Russian territorial integrity could result in, a nuclear strike. And the concern is if Ukraine tries to, hit back at these regions, claim some of that land back, Putin could follow through on those threats.
Last we heard, right, Ukraine, meanwhile, not interested in ceding any land to Russia.
That's right. Yeah. So it seems very unlikely that Ukraine is just going to sit back and accept this. The Ukrainian army has been making advances. They are trying to get part of these regions back. And again, Russia only partially controls these four regions. So, I think Ukraine is outraged that Russia is making any claim to these regions. I think expect Ukraine to continue hitting back. The Ukrainian president, Zelensky, is himself holding, big meetings today with senior members of his administration to figure out how to respond.
Inez, thanks for the update. Inez de la Cotera joining us this morning.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.